Welcome to The Scholar, where we explore the intellectual frontier. I'm your host, Victoria Pearson. Today, we delve into the fascinating world of nootropics, substances that promise to enhance our cognitive capabilities, drawing from a popular course, How Nootropics Work, a neuroscientific explanation, currently available for free for a limited time on Grokkly.me. We'll dive into the science behind how these cognitive enhancers work from a neuroscientific perspective. Our goal is to equip you with valuable insights while keeping the conversation engaging and relatable. So, whether you're a student, a professional, or simply a curious mind, this episode is designed to expand your understanding of nootropics. Let's get started. First, let's define nootropics. These are substances that aim to improve cognitive function, particularly executive functions, memory, and creativity. Think of them as vitamins for your brain that help you think clearer and faster, much like how a well-oiled machine operates more efficiently. Now, you might be wondering what exactly these executive functions are. Simply put, they include essential tasks like problem-solving, planning, and attention control, skills that help you juggle multiple tasks and prioritize effectively. Picture this. You're working on a challenging project, and your mind feels like it's wading through molasses. Nootropics are like a refreshing breeze that clears the fog, allowing you to navigate through complexities with ease. They can sharpen your focus and enhance your mental clarity, making those heavy mental tasks feel more manageable. It's similar to athletes using supplements to enhance physical performance. Nootropics offer a way to optimize mental performance and encourage a peak state brain function. In essence, nootropics are designed to help you operate at your very best, intellectually and creatively. So how do nootropics work? To understand this, we need to dive into the intricate workings of our brain. Picture your brain as a bustling city with an extensive network of roads and highways. These highways represent the neural pathways, avenues for electrical signals and chemical messages essential for our cognitive functions. Nootropics interact with various neurotransmitters, those chemical messengers in our brain, and their receptors. Neurotransmitters such as dopamine, serotonin, and acetylcholine play crucial roles in mood, memory, and learning. You can think of neurotransmitters as the cars traveling on our brain's highways, carrying important messages from one neuron to another. Imagine the traffic signals that control the flow of these cars. Sometimes traffic can get congested, slowing down the entire system. This is where nootropics step in. They act like skilled traffic managers, tweaking these signals to ensure that the flow of information is smooth and efficient. They might increase the release of certain neurotransmitters, inhibit their breakdown, or improve receptor sensitivity, resulting in better communication between neurons. For instance, some nootropics boost the production of acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter associated with learning and memory. By increasing its levels, these substances help improve focus and cognitive clarity, much like upgrading a city's traffic system to reduce congestion and improve travel times. Other nootropics might enhance blood flow to the brain, ensuring it gets the oxygen and nutrients it needs to perform optimally. It's akin to adding more fuel-efficient routes and ensuring roadways are free from obstacles, making the whole system run more effectively. In this way, nootropics optimize our brain's environment, making our cognitive processes quicker and more efficient. And just like a well-organized city with seamless traffic flow, a well-regulated brain operates at its best, enabling us to reach our fullest cognitive potential. Let's dive into the different types of nootropics and understand how each one works to enhance your cognitive function. There are several categories of nootropics, with racetams, adaptogens, and cholinergics being some of the most well-known. First, we have racetams. Think of racetams as the diligent organizers in your brain. They work by enhancing synaptic plasticity, which is essentially your brain's ability to adapt and rewire itself. This is particularly crucial when you're learning new information or trying to recall something from your memory bank. It's like having a well-organized library where the books are always in the right place, making it easier and quicker for you to find the information you need. Next up are adaptogens. These nootropics are like your brain's support system. They help your body to cope with stress by maintaining balance and stability in your physiological processes. Imagine you're going through a hectic day and a close friend steps in to provide comfort and reassurance. That's what adaptogens do for your brain. They help it adapt to stress, reducing fatigue, and improving overall cognitive resilience. Finally, let's talk about cholinergics. These are like the fuel for your brain's engine. Cholinergics work by increasing levels of acetylcholine, a neurotransmitter crucial for learning and memory. When you're trying to focus on a challenging task or absorbing new information, cholinergics ensure that your brain cells are firing on all cylinders. It's similar to topping up your gas tank before a long trip, ensuring that you have enough fuel to reach your destination efficiently. By understanding the unique mechanisms of these different types of nootropics, you can tailor your approach to cognitive enhancement, selecting the right kind of support based on your specific needs and challenges. Whether you're looking to improve memory, reduce stress, or boost learning, there's likely a nootropic out there suited to help you achieve your goals. A new groundbreaking study on nootropics has recently made headlines for showing significant positive results in enhancing cognitive flexibility. Think of cognitive flexibility as the brain's ability to shift gears smoothly, much like a well-tuned sports car effortlessly takes on turns and accelerates. This exciting discovery could pave the way for new treatments aimed at cognitive impairments, offering hope to those who struggle with these challenges daily. Moreover, the study highlights how nootropics can potentially boost everyday mental performance for all of us, making it easier to adapt to new situations and think on our feet. This development is a testament to the growing scientific interest and acceptance of nootropic substances, cementing their place in the future of cognitive health and performance enhancement. When it comes to incorporating nootropics into your daily routine, the possibilities are pretty intriguing. Picture this. You're a student burning the midnight oil, cramming for those all-important exams. Just as a cup of coffee can jolt you awake for a couple of hours, nootropics offer a smoother, sustained boost without the caffeine crash. For professionals, imagine it's a long day packed with meetings, deadlines, and the mental gymnastics of multitasking. A carefully selected nootropic stack could be your secret weapon, keeping your focus sharp and mood balanced throughout the day. Unlike the immediate but short-lived effect of an energy drink, nootropics can provide a more balanced, enduring cognitive enhancement. Take an example from a creative professional, a writer or an artist, struggling with a creative block. Nootropics can enhance your cognitive flexibility, helping you see problems from new angles. This is akin to shifting gears smoothly in a car, allowing your thoughts to flow more freely and sparking those aha moments that we all crave. Even in high-pressure environments like trading floors or emergency rooms, the consistent mental clarity offered by nootropics can be invaluable. Think of it as having a mental compass, steadily guiding you through complexity and chaos, ensuring you make clear, precise decisions when it matters the most. But remember, the key to benefiting from nootropics lies in understanding your unique needs and responses. Just as some people prefer tea over coffee for their caffeine kick, different nootropics work differently for each individual. It's about finding that perfect blend, your personal formula for peak performance. Incorporating nootropics into your daily life isn't about creating a dependency. It's about enhancing your natural cognitive abilities in a balanced, sustainable way. Think of them as nutrients for the brain, providing a solid foundation on which your mental skills can build and thrive. With benefits come responsibilities. When we discuss nootropics, it's paramount to consider both safety and ethical aspects. Before diving headfirst into a new regimen, always consult with healthcare providers to ensure what you're taking is beneficial and won't interact adversely with any existing medications or conditions. Remember, even though these substances might seem like brain-boosting miracles, caution and professional guidance are key to safe usage. Ethical considerations can't be overlooked either. Imagine a professional setting where some employees have a cognitive edge due to nootropics, while others don't. Is it fair? Much like in sports, where performance-enhancing drugs raise ethical questions, cognitive enhancers bring similar dilemmas. We need to ensure that the use of nootropics doesn't infringe on fairness in academic or competitive professional environments. As nootropics become more prevalent, these safety and ethical discussions will only grow in importance. It's up to all of us to navigate this new landscape responsibly, ensuring we not only strive for cognitive enhancement, but also uphold ethical standards for the broader community. Thank you for tuning into this episode of The Scholar. As we've explored the intriguing world of nootropics and their impact on cognitive function, it's clear that this is a rapidly evolving field with significant potential. If you found today's discussion enlightening and want to continue expanding your knowledge, I encourage you to register for free at grokkly.me. There, you can delve deeper into fascinating subjects like this one and many more. Before we part ways, let's leave you with a thought-provoking question. How might our growing reliance on cognitive enhancers shape the future of human potential and ethical boundaries? It's a question that invites us to ponder the balance between human advancement and our core values. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and stay curious.